Hare Krishna. Don't just solve the problems of life, solve the problem that is life. We are all caught up with many problems. Sometimes we may not have enough money, sometimes we may not have a good enough job, sometimes our health may not be so good, sometimes our relationships may be going bad, be going sour. Sometimes the weather may be too hostile. Now, all these are problems and they need to be dealt with. At the same time, we may get so caught up in solving the problems of life that we may become blind to the reality of a fundamental problem, the problem that is life. That means that life itself is problematic. And what is it that makes life problematic? It is not the many, many problems that we face in our life. It is the underlying, unrelenting, unavoidable problems that dog everyone in material existence. And those problems are described in the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, 9th text, the Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanudarshanam. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, at birth, old age, disease and death, these are Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. These are miseries, Anudarshanam, that we need to see carefully, that we need to understand that these are serious problems. Because whatever we achieve in life, it is all going to be taken away at the time of death. Even before death, what we achieve, our capacity to enjoy it is going to be severely impeded by old age. It is going to be severely decreased by diseases. So this makes us, should make us wonder, and not just wonder in a sense of casual curiosity, but wonder in a sense of serious seeking. Now, why are we placed in an arena where our search for happiness is doomed to be frustrated? We may find some happiness initially, we may find some happiness along the way in life, but eventually it's all going to be frustrated. Why? This search, this serious seeking of answer to this question of the huge contradiction between our aspiration for happiness and the arena where we seek happiness. We want happiness that will forever last with us, whereas the arena where we are in, we will get occasionally happiness, but overall, we will get misery as our bodies get old, diseased, and move towards self-destruction. And not only will we get miseries, but our happiness will also be taken away increasingly. So why is it like this? This question, when inquired seriously, leads us to understand that this incompatibility is because of our present incompatible position in life. We are spiritual beings, but we are in the material world right now. We need to raise ourselves to a spiritual level of consciousness. We belong to an eternal kingdom, the kingdom of God, and we are meant to be with Him. And this present human life, where we recognize our existential incompatibility, is an opportunity to raise our consciousness to the spiritual level through the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, and thereby solve the problem that is life. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadato anyatha. So Krishna says, recognizing that the knowledge of tattva is Adhyatma Gyan. It is spiritual knowledge that gives us knowledge about essential truths. And therefore, one does philosophy for understanding that is ultimate truth. This is knowledge. So, when we cultivate spiritual knowledge and cultivate spiritual realizations, then our consciousness rises to the spiritual level. We become reconnected with God, Krishna, and thus, rather than spending our life, dissipating our life after life, in solving the problems of life through various material adjustments, through spiritual advancement, we solve the problem that is life. That means material life in the material existence is a problem, and we solve that problem by raising our consciousness and our existence to the spiritual level of reality. Thank you. Hare Krishna.